Afternoons on the Horn with Chad Hastings and Kevin Dunn.
You guys both look like you might want to hit me in the face.
Baker Mayfield has pled guilty to public intoxication, disorderly conduct, and fleeing. $480 in a fine, $480 or so in restitution, and he has to take a university alcohol education course. What is an alcohol education course in Oklahoma? Because I would think the first class is, we don't have real beer in this state.
Yeah, you can actually drink a lot more.
Chad Hastings.
Nobody can create an Oklahoma joke out of thin air like Kevin Dunn, man.
And Kevin Dunn.
You grow up in Austin with Barry Switzer as their head coach. You're going to find ways to not talk about the field.
Oh, I love it.
On the Horn, 104.9, AM 1260, and hornfm.com. With the Longhorns play and Austin talks sports.
Afternoon delight.
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
Hour number three on a Wednesday. Welcome to summer. Kevin Dunn is here. I'm Chad Hastings. Trey Elling producing, getting you the great intros. I also saw somewhere today might be National Selfie Day. So if you care about a selfie, grab your stick and go take a selfie. Let me rephrase. Grab your selfie stick and go take a selfie if that is indeed your thing. I tried to help a family out on my vacation and take a picture of them after they'd taken a selfie. And then she looked at me and said, we just took a selfie. I'm like, I know, but I wanted to help you and take a comfortable picture of your family. You don't want it? Fine. I'm walking away.
I know you. I love you.
Mm-hmm.
That's a preface, isn't it?
No, it is.
That's a preface, yeah.
Comma. But.
But I think that there's a good shot that you've got some 15-year-old driver's license, you know, stored away in your house. No. With that said, that's actually a ripoff on SNL, a good joke similar to that.
Okay.
But I credit when on that stuff.
Uh-huh.
It's odd. No, I know you. Did you? Were you trying too hard to help?
I believe the answer to that is no, because at the next waterfall, I asked the same question of a nice couple. They took me up on the offer instantly.
Okay.
And I took a wonderful picture of them with the waterfall.
I'm not sure that answers the question, though, if you were walking around Hawaii and one of your main goals was to try and spot people and see if you could be the guy who
sets the moment.
Not main goal.
I love how he thought saying that was going to make it not sound like he's trying too hard.
10 minutes later, I asked somebody else, and they said yes.
10 minutes later.
And for the record, those are the only two times this situation came up all day.
That's
all
a crucial piece of info.
How many times during the trip?
During the trip, it may have happened one other time. I don't look for it.
Okay, so you're not looking for it. You're just trying to be. I'm the same way.
It has to come to me.
I took a picture in Padre of someone right in front of the bay. They're, you know, sunsetting, and they're trying to take it. And I wasn't going to try too hard, but I said, hey, I said, if you need someone, oh, would you? Yeah, sure. Click. Boom. They think they bought me a drink. And worked out well.
And by the way, the nice guy at the second one, not only did he take advantage of my offer, he offered to take a picture of us. And of course, I said yes, and he took a picture of the three of us.
And you said no. You said, I've watched European Vacation way too many times.
No, I didn't do that. All right. Hope you're having a good Wednesday.
Hey, real quick, can we all take a selfie together for National Selfie Day and post it to Twitter?
No.
I'll be the one that takes the picture. Right. You guys can just be participants in the picture.
Yeah, because I can't post from my phone.
If you want to, fine. Considering what we allowed you to take a video of yesterday, I guess we have to say yes.
Didn't we go ahead and just kill the whole thing yesterday? I mean, the envelope's out there.
Yeah, I guess so.
And
you're
that
right.
Video will be posted to Facebook and Twitter tomorrow. It's Chad and Kevin going through opposite orifices on the fleshlight and touching one another's fingers, ET style.
There you go. And neither finger is glowing, I think, at the time.
No.
We'll grab Bill Orem of the Orange County Register here in a second to talk some Lakers, some Clippers, because those two teams seem to be involved in a couple different big stories. And they could,
it's a good wristwatch.
And they could it looked impressive yesterday.
Talking about the Clippers.
Exactly. They may be losing some wristwatches coming up. Because there's stories about Chris Paul going to one of the two Texas teams, either Houston or San Antonio that we've discussed. Two of the three Texas teams, obviously.
Can we add someone? We got to add some more teams. We got to make this a little
tighter. I know. And because this is one of the teams, the Clippers, that have been pretty good over the last few years, and now they may be falling apart.
But the question for Bill is going to be, do they really believe that those ingredients were the ones to actually to give them the meal they wanted? Because I'm not sure Yeah. But they felt like all that worked together.
That's a good point. That's a good place to start. Let's go to the Bob Steak and Chop House hotline. It's Bill Orem of the Orange County Register. Go at Bill Orem on Twitter. That's O-R-A-M. Give him a follow. Bill, thanks for the time. How are you?
Doing well, guys. How are you today?
Doing good. Trying to keep all of these rumors and stories straight. Let's go ahead and start with the Clippers, because in a way it ties back to two teams here in the state of Texas. A, do you think Chris Paul is going to be in a different uniform? And B, is there a fit somewhere that you like right now for him?
Well, I do think he'll be back with the Clippers after all is said and done, simply because the money is so much better. I mean, you look at what he can get over 5 years with the Clippers, as opposed to what, you know, a 4-year deal with the Spurs or the Rockets, which is a new one we're hearing. But the bottom line is Chris Paul loves L.A. He likes raising his kids here. He's the ultimate family man, and I have a hard time seeing him disrupting that at this stage in his career to move. That said, I mean, we really don't know to what degree he values winning. I mean, certain players we hear, you know, they value winning above all else, and you believe it. Chris Paul has a lot of irons in the fire, and, you know, he's got the show business stuff, he has the union stuff, and he, like I said, he has his family here. Keeping his kids in a stable situation is something he's talked about before. So I have a hard time seeing him leaving, but I do think that San Antonio is the situation that makes the most sense. It's the most ready-made situation for him to come in and chase a championship, if ultimately that's what he values above all else.
Is there a thought, at least from the Clippers fans and the people that cover, that this may not be the right chemistry in terms of not only Blake Griffin but also Jordan to go with Paul? What does he need? What is the thought?
Well, I think absolutely. After 5 years of 50-win seasons and never getting out of the second round, there's absolutely a feeling that there must be something off, whether that's the chemistry between Chris Paul and Blake Griffin or between Chris and DeAndre Jordan. I mean, there's something that's not quite working. But the fact is, I mean, when you have a team that has traded away all of its draft picks in bad trades, I mean, the Clippers don't have a first-round pick tomorrow because they packaged it with Jared Dudley to get rid of him in 2015. I mean, that's a bad move.
Wow.
And so they've shot themselves in the foot on that front, and they've left themselves, in terms of role players, they've had to sign guys to 1-year minimum deals. That's how you end up with Ray Felton, Alan Anderson, who else? Maurice Spates. You know, these guys can be good role players, but not really helping to fill out a championship roster. So the Clippers find themselves in need of some youth. They need a three. They haven't had a good small forward on this team as long as they've had the big three in place. So that's why you hear them linked to Paul George. That's why the Carmelo Anthony discussions persist. So there's a lot of things the Clippers do need. And frankly, they may need to reconfigure some of their big pieces to make it happen. You know, trading DeAndre Jordan down the road, you can make a compelling case that that would be a wise move given kind of his limited offensive game. Blake Griffin has you know, struggled to play more than 60 games the last few seasons. He's gotten hurt in the first round of the last two playoffs. There's a lot of ways the Clippers could go here. And frankly, with Jerry West coming in, he is the ultimate no-nonsense sort of executive. And he's not going to hold back. And I think that's something the Clippers may not even be prepared for, is how blunt he will be and how willing he would be to break things up if he believes that is the case. If he thinks that Chris Paul and Blake Griffin don't get along, he will push hard for that. It's all ultimately Doc Rivers' decision, but I do think having Jerry West in the mix is going to change the tenor of the discussions in their meetings.
Boy, it seems like he's not messing around. I mean, we're getting reports left and right, and one is that maybe they're shopping DeAndre Jordan, and that Phoenix, that daycare, may be looking for it.
Well, that deal, the people I've spoken with the Clippers have pushed back extremely hard on that report that the Clippers are actively shopping DeAndre Jordan right now. It's certainly been a topic of discussion that they might eventually, if they re-sign Chris Paul and Blake Griffin, it might make sense to move DJ to get a quality three to balance the floor a little bit better, give them more versatility on the court. But in terms of that deal, which frankly from a Clippers perspective does make some sense, but I was told from their end it was completely untrue and that they are not pushing for a deal right now. But that deal did have them getting Tyson Chandler back and the number four pick from Phoenix. I think you have a hard time seeing Phoenix doing that. But if the Clippers could somehow find their way into the top five, they'd be looking at a guy like Josh Jackson from Kansas or Jason Tatum, one of those threes who could really step in and contribute right away.
Talking with Bill Orem of the Orange County Register at Bill Orem on Twitter. If you want to give him a follow, of course, the NBA draft is tomorrow. Bill, a lot of stuff around the Clippers that we talked about. Now over to the Lakers. This deal with moving D'Angelo Russell and Mozgov, getting Lopez and a pick back. It feels like they're setting up to do something. Give me an idea where you think Magic Johnson's headed here.
Well, they're in definitely an asset collection mode to be able to make a run at Paul George. And then I think everyone else is saying this as well. But by clearing Mozgov's cap space and creating that sort of space, it frees them up to really be aggressive in the summer of 2018 when you have LeBron James and potentially Russell Westbrook, DeMarcus Cousins, players like that hitting the open market. And listen, the Lakers have tried this before. Mitch Kupchak and Jim Buss obviously made a run at LaMarcus Aldridge and ended up with egg on their face back in 2015. They wanted this new management wants to try the same thing, but it does. There's a different feel to it now with Magic Johnson in the mix. There does seem to be a bit of a different feel, and the fact that Paul George is basically publicly saying that he wants to play for the Lakers. It really does only take one star player to kind of renew that credibility among free agents. So if Paul George ends up coming either by trade or next summer in free agency, you could see a windfall of players joining him. So it is imperative that they have the cap space to sign those players when and if they become available and interested in the Lakers.
Do the Lakers take Lonzo Ball tomorrow?
Yeah, I think it's a no-brainer at this point. They like Josh Jackson a lot. He fits what Luke Walton wants to do, how Luke Walton wants to play. But at the end of the day, I mean, you couldn't go into the lab and concoct a better player for the Lakers. You couldn't create someone who fits what they need to do better than Lonzo Ball. I mean, in terms of on the court, in terms of off the floor, with the fact that he is a high visibility guy. He's been in the spotlight. He's marketable. It fits everything that the Lakers have been about, and nobody understands that better than Magic Johnson. So I think ultimately, at the end of the day, Magic will pull the trigger, despite the fact they do like other guys in this draft.
I agree with everything you just said. What about LeVar, though? I mean, how much have the Lakers talked to him, or is that just a bigger issue for us than it really is in reality?
The Lakers have talked to LeVar. They, you know, at their second workout with him, they went out to Chino Hills where the family lives, and they spent time with the family. They spent time with Lonzo going through his daily training regimen. They met with LeVar. Everything I hear is they're comfortable with LeVar. And the reality is LeVar was not that meddlesome at UCLA. There were a couple of things here and there where he was talking to Steve Alford. But teammates loved Lonzo. They said they would see LeVar at games. They'd see his interviews, but it didn't affect them any. The bottom line is Lonzo's the guy who's going to be playing for the team.
Yeah.
And he has never been one who comes in making demands or having an ego, beyond what you would probably typically expect from a player of that caliber. He seems to be pretty level-headed. And if the Lakers pass on Lonzo Ball because of LeVar, and Lonzo Ball goes off and becomes a superstar elsewhere, they'll never be able to live that down. I think the Lakers realize that the bigger risk is not taking him than it is taking him. So LeVar is going to be there. He'll make waves. He'll be visible. But if you'll notice, he has not been nearly as visible in the last month before the draft as he was during the UCLA season, during kind of the playoffs when he was on the talk shows every day. You know, he's backed off a little bit, and I think that he understands that this is not his time, it's Lonzo's time. And once Lonzo's in the NBA, LeVar will have another son at UCLA to focus on, another one coming up through Chino Hills. So Lonzo's going to have an opportunity to carve out his own identity in the NBA, and I think the Lakers are more than happy to help him there.
Bill, how about that Laker fan base? What's been the reaction to all of this building to the number two pick? How excited are Lakers fans about the idea of Lonzo Ball and what he can do for the team?
Well, I think Laker fans on the whole want to see Lonzo Ball come in. I mean, they especially they especially, you know, they like the idea of there being a local kid. They like the personality that comes with him. It's not really Lonzo's personality. I mean, he's a pretty quiet kid. But the fact that there is kind of this hoopla around him, that's something that gets Laker fans very excited. They like the way he plays. They like that he went to UCLA. You know, I think that it would be a lot harder to sell Laker fans on a player like Josh Jackson, who feels a little bit more like a project, who plays the same position as Brandon Ingram. I think that you're going to see a pretty enthusiastic response from the Lakers fan base when assuming they do pick Lonzo Ball. I mean, it's something that everybody has really anticipated, you know, and ever since you go back to the lottery night, I mean, this was a huge moment for the Lakers to not lose their, pick. I mean, this would have been a catastrophic year for them when they have, you know, potentially the number two pick for the third straight year and coming down to, you know, math to determine whether or not they're going to be able to draft a player who's potentially a transformational talent. You know, it was, I mean, the biggest thing was keeping the pick, and then it was being in position to draft Lonzo Ball.
Looks like it's going to happen. Yeah. Bill, 15, 20 years ago, I remember hearing a story. There was a scrub Laker, 12th guy, but he had to get a Clipper into a club in L.A. That's how much it was a Laker town. I'm sure it's still a Laker town, but how much has that gotten closer with the Clipper fans and just the talk that you hear in L.A.?
Well, I don't know how much closer it's gotten. I mean, the Clippers have come a long way in terms of credibility and star power. But Chris Paul, Chris Paul is a generational point guard. Blake Griffin is a perennial all-star. DeAndre Jordan's one of the best defenders in the league. And you would still be hard-pressed to walk into Staples Center on a Laker game night and know that the Clippers play there, or to know that the Clippers even exist. And it's just so much more dramatically a Laker town. The 16 championships are not taken lightly. You know, I don't think the Clippers have made a huge dent in it, and won't really until they win something. And that's something that the Clipper fans, whoever they are, hate to hear, but they just really haven't made a dent in the overall sensibility of the town. But I do think that by bringing Jerry West in, the Clippers have managed to get under the skin of Laker fans a little bit more than they ever have before. I mean, that's something that Laker fans are upset about. Every time these guys play in the regular season, there's always a question, you know, is this a rivalry yet? Has this become a rivalry? And the answer is always no. Teams have never met in the playoffs. The Clippers have never been past the second round of the playoffs. But I mean, little things hiring Jerry West, and then, you know, the Chris Paul trade being nixed is out there. If the Lakers were to go sign, let's say, Blake Griffin, I mean, there has to be reason for that animosity to grow. And so they're on their way. I think a playoff series, though, one of these days would really set the tone for a long rivalry.
Yeah, the West thing could be interesting. The logo in Memphis is one thing. The logo right there in the building with them, but wearing red, white, and blue, that's different.
They knew what they were doing. They're not only getting a great basketball guy, but like Bill said, that's going to get under the Lakers fan's skin.
Yeah, no doubt. That's Bill Orem. Check him out at Bill Orem on Twitter and then the Orange County Register. Bill, where can people find the stuff online?
OCRegister.com, and then we have 11 newspapers out here, but none of them deliver to Austin. So I started OCRegister.com and go from there.
Well, with all the LA people here, they should. Let's start doing that, you know?
Yeah, that's right. The last route.
Digital subscriptions, too.
There you go. There you go. Bill, we appreciate the time. Enjoy the draft, man. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Bill Orem, Orange County Register, with some good thoughts on Lakers and Clippers. At least his thought there is because of the money that Chris Paul could get in L.A., he's probably staying. But the Spurs may give it a shot, and the Rockets may give it a shot.
Interesting stuff, though, about how much the perception, at least, of how much Chris Paul really wants to win.
That was a crazy statement.
Yeah.
Does he value winning? That's not something I would want someone to say about me if I was an elite point guard in the NBA.
Here's what's crazy about it, is that Bill probably has a lot of connections. That wasn't the first time I've heard that. So when you have someone like that bring it up again, you go, man, you're starting to hear this a little too much. So, yeah, but and look, he everything I've seen from Paul from Wake Forest on, really bright guy, and probably has some Charlie Blackman in him from the Colorado Rockies, where he probably is thinking about life after basketball, even during basketball, which is great. It's going to make him really happy at 65 and all that. But when we look at it as a basketball fan, in the realm of basketball, you go, huh, And the Carmelo going there would be...
Oh, man.
I mean, the LA Zoo would have some competition.
Ugh, Carmelo on the Clippers?
They need a three. I'm thinking, yeah, they. When I heard that, I thought, yeah, Chris Paul needs a three, and he's in San Antonio.
Well, I was going to say, Chris Paul and Melo on the same team?
It's not Melo.
That's like we talked earlier. If you put Chris Paul and Harden on the same team, it's just, it doesn't feel right.
I would love to see the dribble rate for both those guys and combined. I mean, no one else would see the ball.
No.
They're vacuums, especially Carmelo. You can say at least Paul can be a vacuum, and you don't know if there's going to be a lob at the end.
Yeah, that would be a wild combination. NBA draft comes up tomorrow. The stories keep flying, and I'm sure we'll keep flying all the way through through the draft and free agency and everything that's coming up this summer. Thanks to Bill for his time. All right, coming up, ask and ye shall receive. Yesterday, Kevin says he's not only good with the old schools, he thinks he's pretty good with baseball numbers.
Uh-oh.
So I've added some baseball numbers in today and some old schools, plus... Got some other stuff in the crap bag.
I didn't tell you that later on, like last night, I was thinking about stuff and I go, you're crazy. It's not even close. I definitely know old schools more than numbers.
I would say. So
it'll be a good test.
Okay,
let's have fun
with
that.
We'll give a good test. The first test of baseball numbers coming up. Plus, my favorite candy is kicking me in the crotch with my favorite country. That's coming up on the Horn.
Breaking my back just to know your name. 17 tracks and I've had it with.
Wait, I know this one too.
Yeah.
What's this one called?
Told you. I
don't know,
I've heard
it's
this. About to get really going.
Yeah.
But heaven ain't close in a place like this. Anything goes, but don't.
Are they British? The Killers?
They are. They've got that feel.
Because I was raised on Beatles, Stones, The Who, those are my dad's three big ones, I'll always give a British band a little more of a chance.
Okay.
Probably not fair to some American bands.
I get
but
it.
Yeah.
It's me giving a Samoan safety a little bit too much love.
Now, wait, are they the band that does the one about, do you had a boyfriend
and I had a
girlfriend? Is that this song?
This is it.
Yeah. Okay. I knew that one. Yeah, I'll be messed up.
Boy.
There we go. All right, it's official. I need to listen to the Killers more. All right.
Whenever I'm letting you know about stuff here.
I know, man.
But it really is the album that every song that I've played so far comes off of.
Is that their first record?
Hot Fuss is what it's called. It is
Hot
not
Fuss.
So that's an album to go get.
Yeah, maybe it is their first album. It's from 2004, but Hot Fuss is what it's called.
Someone just got tickled.
What a great album title. Hot Fuss. That's our first record.
It is British.
That had to be a good album because there's no way you could call it Hot Fuss if it sucked. There's no way.
Only thing more British would have been like Proper Fuss.
That's a fuss.
Yeah, they use the word proper a lot.
Proper.
Are we not using proper enough?
And advertisement, too.
Well, but we use that word. It's
just
different pronunciation.
Yeah.
They say proper.
That's
proper. I mean, all the, no, but that was a proper beer. That was a proper meal. That was very, everything's proper.
Do you think they use proper like we use awesome?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Like this, like Spanish use vale.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just everywhere.
You're going to get it overused. That'll happen. All right. We will get you some crap bag. But first, let's do a little big three with an NBA focus here.
The big three.
The Big Three is brought to you by Apple Leasing, where you only have to pay for the new half of the car or truck, the half under factory warranty. Any make, any model. Click AppleLeasing.com and see how easy it is.
Trey, they're not British. They're from Vegas.
The Killers?
We're getting multiple texts.
Oh,
yeah.
So, all right. Look at that. I'm giving an American band a chance.
They sounded British, though.
They did. All right. So you got College World Series tonight, LSU and Florida State. Loser going home, 6 o'clock on ESPN. We got baseball tonight with the Rangers hosting the Blue Jays again and the Astros at Oakland. Both got wins last night. Springer hit his 8th leadoff homer for the Astros. I think that's 21 total, but 8 are leadoff homers. Those are helpful. 5 in the first for the Astros to help them win 8-4.
They're not bad.
They're not bad. They're 12 games up in the division playing good baseball. And I bet their differential's positive right now. I'm just guessing. I haven't checked it today, but I think it's plus 280 or something.
It had gone down when you left. It's almost like you brought their differential down when you went to Hawaii. But it was still pretty good there. It just wasn't like 110, whatever it was.
Yeah, and also a couple football nuggets today. Will Greer's going to be able to play for West Virginia right away at quarterback, right away. And in the NFL, David Harris, the linebacker, was with the Jets. Now he's going to the New England Patriots.
Old school?
I already saw it, so I
Michigan.
Would you have known that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, David Harris, Michigan, 33 years old, 10 years with the Jets. Now he's going to the Pats.
Okay.
Him and Dante Hightower hanging
Dante.
Out back there. All right, so Dante Hightower, old school?
Dante Hightower, old school. I know this. It's just not coming back right away.
Yeah, you don't need to think too hard, I don't think.
No, I don't.
I don't think you need to go too far down the good college football team list nowadays.
No, it's Alabama.
Right. Yeah. All right.
That is a problem, though. Because
they have so many.
So many.
Yeah, you're right.
That at the last 10 years, I'm just thinking, wait a minute, he can't be Bama. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why they've been dominating.
All right, so NBA draft is tomorrow, Kevin. Let's play the NBA draft mock draft game. Anything and everything we can say about these players. Here we go.
Okay, so this is how the game works. Chad and I try and watch as much college basketball as our stomachs and eyeballs will allow.
Good way to say it.
Yeah. I tried to watch this guy, and it was really tough for my eyeballs to find him. So we're seeing, this is Reed Forgraves, NBA mock draft, CBSSports.com. He's taken the Sixers with the trade, obviously. They're going to take Markelle Fultz.
Right. I like the size for that position, like the wingspan. I've not seen him play an entire half of basketball because his team sucked.
Okay. I saw him play maybe a game and a half around there, and yeah, they did suck. Has nice size, good athlete, could do some things. I want to see a lot more. Yeah. For the number one pick overall, I'd want to see a lot more.
Right, and assume we've both said raw on every player because we don't want to overuse.
Oh.
We got to say other things.
We're going to say raw.
All right, second pick is Ball, I'm assuming?
No, Fox.
Really? He's going crazy.
Yeah, he's going crazy. So the point is just to go through this and look at the guys. It doesn't matter where they're going. Really quick for me, super quick, looks like the quickest guy in this draft. Would love for him to show that he can shoot more, be more consistent, and do some other things.
In 4 or 5 years, I hope I still know where he plays and I care about him.
I know.
That's what I think about Fox.
If he went to L.A., that wouldn't be the case, but he probably is going to be going to a place like that, like a Sacramento.
Exactly. He may get completely lost. Then his ball?
No. But one other thing on him is he was excellent defensively, and maybe he was all year. Kentucky fans can tell me that. I felt like there were times I saw him where he wasn't great defensively. He was when he got pissed off.
Oh.
And he and Monk got pissed off and got challenged by Lonzo Ball.
That was great,
and
right? They were awesome.
They were all over.
Good point.
Can you bring that?
Yeah, it's a great point.
You bring that?
If you can give me that in the NBA, I'll watch.
I know you can because you showed it. Will you bring that?
I will pay attention to that.
So Josh Jackson going to the Celtics, and I do think he's going to go third. I just think that, like you said, Ball's probably going to go second. I like him. And to me, he is everything that a three looks like. I'd like to see if he puts more weight on. But he is someone that I would, considering everything that's there, would say, okay, I've got a pretty good feeling he's going to be at least a good pro.
Yeah, I feel like that guy could be.
Which is sad to say that, but
I think he could turn himself into a good to really good NBA player.
Yeah, and potentially could be a Hall of Famer, but it's just he's too skinny and too young for me to say that yet.
I think he gets to take part in All-Star Weekend in the first, 5 years of his career.
Is he a guy that disappears at times, or could in the NBA?
Yeah, yeah, could.
I didn't blame him because he's disappearing with seniors at Kansas, and he was a first, so there were times where I felt like they needed him more, but he's a guy who can shoot from the outside when he was shooting well. He can dunk. He's athletic. He may be with Ball, my favorite guy in the draft. So now we get to the Suns, Lonzo Ball.
I love the idea of him as a Laker because they need to add some excitement. And that's the word I used. You talked about him early in the season when I watched. You were right. He's exciting to watch. So
creative.
As much as I don't root for them normally unless they're playing the Celtics, I think the Lakers need to be good for the NBA to have a little energy, and he brings the energy. So I'm looking forward to the excitement. I want to see that jump shot come along because it's goofy Sean Marion stuff. I don't know if that survives in this NBA. I don't know if he can get that shot up consistently in the NBA. I want to see that.
I think, his numbers were really good, but if he struggles in the NBA, do they tinker with the shot?
Right.
Because that's a tough one to tinker with.
Yeah.
And you shoot like that, you shoot like that.
I just don't know if you consistently get that up. Sean Marion trying to get that shot up is different than him trying to get that shot up as a point guard.
I like Ball. I didn't like the poutiness late, but that's being 18, and I'm sure some of his dad's crap does fall onto him a little bit in terms of just how he acts. Didn't like that, but overall, I liked the kid a lot. I liked his size. I liked him. if you get up into them like Fox and like a couple guys did at Arizona, then you can mess with them. So that's something he's going to have to worry about. But I think that he's got, I mean, he's got the vision that you're looking for. I would think that he's a damn good pro.
The other great thing for Lonzo Ball, if you're a Laker fan, he knows now that his next head coach will be his head coach 15 minutes after that. And a day after that,
right.
And 4 weeks after that,
yeah.
And three seasons after that.
Yeah.
Because you could tell at the end of things, he didn't care. His coach could have been anyone. It wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah.
He just didn't care about Alford at the end.
All right, let's get into your, you're right. Let's get into your Jason Tatum, Kings at five. I know this is the guy Chad loves. Chad wishes he could see him two more years. And
Jason Tatum, I am crushed by the idea he could go to Sacramento.
Bye-bye.
I love the idea of what he can become because I think he's so mobile for his size.
He's 6'8", isn't he?
He's like He's like 6'8", 6'9", somewhere in that neighborhood as the small forward, and he can do so many things, and I love his body control, but he needs to work on so much stuff. I'd love to see him develop. I'm hoping I know where he plays in 5 years.
Yeah.
I think he could be really good, but I think he's going to get wasted on a bad team.
Here's a guy who I didn't like the way he went out. Lauri Markkanen. They have him going six to the Magic.
The big cat from Arizona.
Big cat from Arizona. The kid who shot 3 for 9.
From and three?
0 for 6.
That's right.
His last game in college.
God.
At 7 feet.
Terrible.
Get your pansy ass down low.
Terrible.
So, I mean, I like the skill set, but I'd want to see a lot more from him. Want to see him develop a post game and then get in the NBA. Timberwolves at 7, Jonathan Isaac. This is an example of why you can't have one and tons, man. This kid screams potential. There's nothing there yet, though.
I remember seeing him play sparingly.
Consistently.
He kind of would stick out for a couple of minutes at a time, but he could also be pretty invisible. Yeah, I don't understand.
7 foot wingspan. He's 6'10". Some people have him at 6'11". He was a kid that grew up playing guard, and remember, he was a kid that went from 6'3 to 6'10 overnight. So yeah. That may be a question, too. Is he kind of getting into that? I hated his game. I mean, I hated a kid that long who's just shooting threes.
Yeah, he's outside way too much.
Oh, God.
We dogged on that team all year. Florida State, with the huge size they had.
Leonard Hamilton did a really good job. Good job? What are you, high?
Yes, no, they couldn't find the lane if you gave them directions. How did that team not get down low more?
Mm-hmm. Leonard Hamilton did say in this, who did coach in the NBA, said that Isaac has one of the best basketball IQs he's ever seen.
Wow.
That's the good news. Bad news is it's coming from Leonard Hamilton.
Yeah, no, you're right.
I don't trust his basketball IQ.
That is true. All right, we're going to get back to that. We'll go through the mock draft, tell you the little that we may know about these guys. But that's tomorrow night as the NBA draft will get going, probably with Markelle Fultz. There's some big three for you. Let's get you a quick crap bag here.
Let's see if I can do this.
Crap bag. If you need an easy way to remember it, just think of a bag of crap.
All right, we'll start with some old schools to get you warmed up. And how about we go back in the day with the NBA and maybe college basketball? I didn't know this one. Tom Chambers is 58 years old today. Old school?
God, I did know this because I like some Tom Chambers.
Yeah? Tom Chambers, 58 years old today.
That's a white boy that could get up.
I think I first knew him as a Supersonic. Is that right?
Maybe a Sonic.
Was he Seattle back
and then
in the
a
day?
Sun.
And then Phoenix. Okay.
And then a Sun. But yeah, good call on the Supersonic.
He could play.
I don't know why. Iowa is just in my head, and I know it's not right, but I'll go Iowa.
You're going on the right track. Your mind is in the right
Missouri.
Track, but you're just not quite to the right one. Utah for Tom Chambers.
I didn't
Chambers.
Know that one.
Yeah, I didn't either.
That's crazy.
Didn't know it. All right, this guy was a Cowboy, and he was a Niner, so we both should know this one. Mike Sherrard, the receiver, is 54 today. He won Super Bowl 29 with your Niners. Old school?
Is it Cal?
Oh, no, but you're right there.
I know. I mean, I can see it. What is it?
You got the right state. UCLA.
UCLA.
Yep. You know what? I guessed it wrong when I was writing it down. I guessed USC. And
okay,
was wrong.
I had those three in my head, and I thought, let's go. Why is Cal screaming?
I screwed that up. All right, this one will just make you feel old. I know you know it. Derek Coleman is 50 today.
Oh, my God.
Old school.
Syracuse.
Oh, yeah. Derek Coleman.
We would have been talking about him and his draft potential.
Ooh, mercy. Now, remind me, because I always screw this up. Was Derek on the team that Richmond beat? Or was that too early?
I think Derek was on that team, yes.
Okay.
Because Derek would have been younger, but he would have still played with Ronnie, Billy Owens.
Cycling. Okay.
Sherman.
Gotcha. So Derek Coleman is Syracuse. How about Richard Jefferson, 37 today? Just saw him in the finals. Old school.
Arizona.
Good team back
then. That's a kid who could get up.
Oh, yeah.
And now he's a defensive stopper and a mean guy in the NBA.
He is fun to watch. All right, how about a current college football player, Darius Geis? He's 20 years old, and he's coming back to...
He's coming back because he was the best running back on the team last year at LSU.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Now, he's not as good as Fournette, but he played better, and Geis is the real deal. Different back.
Did you realize he rushed for 285 yards against my Aggies? Did you understand?
285?
285, Kevin.
What are you guys getting, martined and salamed?
I guess I had so much turkey and dressing in me by then, I wasn't noticed. I was drinking, by the way, by halftime.
I don't blame you.
I was drinking on that game. 285.
I didn't realize he went for 285.
That's their...
I knew he went on you.
That is the LSU single game record, and he did it to us at Kyle Field. Anyway.
Man.
All right, there's
ain't the wrecking crew anymore.
There's your old schools. Here's your baseball numbers.
Okay.
I feel like I started with an easy group for you.
Okay, hopefully.
Just to have you stretch it out.
Billy Bates won.
No, I'm starting out with a couple of your favorite shortstops of all time. Ozzie Smith.
One.
That's true. Cal Ripken.
Eight.
Very good.
Oh, screw you for putting him in there.
Derek Jeter.
Two.
See? And Sean Dunstan.
12.
Very good. See, there it is.
All right.
Four quick.
Okay.
No problem.
Okay.
The only other thing I need to mention in the crap bag today is I'm still mad at the Skittles company. It's not Skittles, the company. Whoever the company is that does Skittles.
And what country are you mad at?
I'm not mad at America, but Skittles is taunting me with my favorite country, the United States. So there's a bag of Skittles out now that's the red, white, and blue Skittles for July 4th, right?
Makes sense.
Since 2015, I've been boycotting Skittles because they changed the original bag of Skittles.
I forgot about this.
They took the lime out. They put the green apple in. I have no problem with the red, white, and blue and all these other flavors, but why do you still have a bag that says original Skittles when it doesn't have the five original Skittles in the bag? And you don't make that bag anymore. It makes no sense, Kevin. The Skittle is a special
sure.
candy. The Skittle is a special candy in that each Skittle
is that door locked?
Each Skittle changes the flavor of each of the other Skittles and the bag as a whole. It's like five. It's like the starting five on a basketball team.
Hold on.
All right.
You think they change the other flavors?
Absolutely.
Because they're in there together?
Dude, I can smell a bag of Skittles and tell you if it's the green apple is the green or the lime is the green.
That is impressive and sick.
Yes, it is. It's the green I've learned.
Hold on. I think we have a challenge now.
Oh, I think we do.
I think we have a challenge.
And I think if
no, you can't do the challenge because they don't make the original Skittles anymore.
I'm going to the black market.
Well, I hope you find me some because I found some at Fiesta, Texas in early 2015 and I bought 20 bags. Once those were gone, I vowed I would not buy any flavor of Skittles until they start making the original bag the right way again. I have not bought a bag to eat since then.
I've always said you're the Gandhi of your era.
Oh my.
You're an activist.
God, we got
to
get...
You're going to do things to make changes and the type of changes that society needs.
Yes. Bring...
Misogyny, discrimination,
yes.
Racism, really helping people out that maybe are disadvantaged and can't help themselves out. And that's mm-hmm. what you're doing here.
Yes.
For all the Skittle people out there that have lives and other things where they don't do this, you're doing it.
Bring back the lime Skittle. The lime Skittle is the center in the starting five of Skittles. You got your red and purple as your guards. Mm. The orange is your swing three.
Grape's your two guard, right?
Absolutely. And the lemon and lime, those are your forward and center. And you know what they did,
Kevin?
What
about tropical Skittles? We're getting that text.
Tropical Skittles, sour Skittles, wild berry. I've had them all. And I don't have a problem with all of them. I like some of them. But all I'm saying is, if you're going to have a bag, one of two things needs to happen. Either stop making a bag that says original, because that's not original Skittles, or make a bag that says Skittles with green apple and make another one that says original. Because the original Skittles is those original flavors. I need strawberry, grape,
I get it.
Orange,
I get
lemon,
it.
And lime.
You must have been one
Lord.
Sucker to deal with during the whole original Coke, new Coke thing.
And that's right.
Boy, they had some balls to do that, though. How do you have a product like original Coke and you bring out new Coke? It's
right?
Not like it was healthier.
Yeah.
Still would eat through furniture, and I still would love it.
And you'd think Skittles would have learned after their first stupid mistake when they took the red Skittle out. They took the point guard out and replaced it with strawberry cream.
Stupid. That's stupid.
It was awful. It was terrible.
That's dumb.
But they didn't learn the lesson. Threw green apple in there, and a bunch of whack jobs, like my 10-year-old daughter, say, I think it's better, Daddy. That's great. And you can
eat. She doesn't know the difference.
And you can eat those, honey.
She doesn't know the difference.
I want to eat the real ones.
Yeah.
And they don't let me do that.
You're a sick person.
I am. I'm a sick individual. I'm a sick individual, and occasionally I have to have the Skittles rant so I don't have an ulcer. That's what that is.
Get it out.
I got it out. All right, voicemails coming up. Now there's no telling what the voicemails will be. 337-3776 is the voicemail number. We'll see if they are there, and we will tell you how you can go see Bob Seger. Stick around on the horn. Oh, mercy. As you can imagine, I'm getting killed a little bit on the text line. But sadly, there are also people that agree with me that the lime Skittle needs to come back. Also, apparently, they took the lime out
of area code?
They took the lime out of the Runtz candy and put in green apple.
I remember Runtz.
What the heck is going on, man? That's got to affect it, too, because Runtz all live together. They're all right there messing with each other.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a bunch of sugar and formulated crap, though. I like it, but... You're not.
I want my formulated crap to taste a certain way, though.
Okay, well, that's fair.
Is that fair?
No, I mean, you act like you're cooking a bunch of expensive meats and then laying them on top of each other.
Oh, I know what I'm eating.
Okay.
It's like the music world. When we talk about music, there's music that's on the sweeter end of it, that's on the sugarier end of music, but I still want it to be good, right?
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
So then this same thing here. This has been my favorite candy my whole life, and now they took it from me.
Yeah.
And I'm mad at them. And there's a factory, I think, in Waco that I still need to go pick it, but that's a whole other discussion.
Yeah, I know.
If I take off vacation time to do that, then you can commit me. Then I'll be done.
There's something Chad never thought he'd say at 42. They took away my favorite candy.
Yeah, that's right.
Favorite candy. You still have one of those.
You got to 40 with this candy? You don't consider that a good enough trip?
Yeah, really. That's a good way to look at it.
Wacko. All right, let's check on voicemails. 337-3776. Voicemails, Trey, from the good people.
Well, considering that I'm just having to do the count right now, I might suggest folks either go to hornfm.com or the Horn app, because you never know what cuss words you might hear. We have one, two, three.
Yeah.
That one's too long. We'll go with four.
We're going with four voicemails today on a Wednesday. Beware. Here we go. Voicemail number one.
Chad, I am 100% with you. There are some serious first world problems out there. Skittles is right up there, man.
It is a first world problem. You're right. World problem.
There are some people that live in the first world that are really struggling. So,
for me, it really is climate change. Climate change Skittles. I mean, those are the two that I'm worried about right now. Voicemail number two.
Hey, Chad, I just wanted to say my condolences on A&M exiting the College World Series. But I'm sure with that next year, with that young freshman y'all got pitching, what's his name? Oh, yeah, Duck Butter. Good luck.
Who better?
I don't know. I believe he said Duck Butter, which is a separate joke for other things.
Okay.
Voicemail number three.
Hey, Monkey, Jamal here. You can eat my Skittles anytime. Bye.
Now that's gonna take it too far.
That's not
well, you need to get used to it. You need to get used to it. Well, she's gonna be dating soon.
I need to get used to that.
Well, I mean,
I don't know that I want to get used to that.
If she went out on a date and they ate Skittles together, that'd really bother you.
Depends on what kind of Skittles guy he is.
It depends on if he believes in your original theory.
Exactly. Is he a lime or a green apple guy? That's what I want.
At that point, keep her out all night.
And again,
they're 12.
Got no problem with the green apples. Separately, they are a good Skittle. In fact, I think they need to make a bag of just them, a green bag of green apple Skittles. It's a good Skittle, but the taste is too strong and it overpowers the rest of the bag. All right, I'll shut
up. How is Wendy not divorced you yet?
Voicemail number four.
Hey, guys, it's Monkey Hastings.
Monkey.
Why did my dad have a water bottle filled with clear Jell-O yesterday in his room?
Because, and this is honest, Chad decided
Shut
to take
up,
that home.
Just stop it.
I think more as just a toy.
Just stop it. Just come on.
Hey, you earned that one by trying to sneak that thing out of the studio in your back.
Oh, I didn't sneak it for me. I mean,
there was no sneaking.
There was a little bit of sneaking.
There was no sneaking.
Maybe in front of you, not me. I had a watch. I was using it as a watch, so I couldn't believe he took it home.
Let me be very clear on this. It was offered up by Mr. Dunn. I accepted the offer. Then when you asked where it was, I could have lied to you and said, I have no idea.
But but then I would have asked him what happened to it, and he would have said, I gave it to Chad.
Which is why I decided to be honest right away. And I said, it's right here. Like, no problem.
Hey, I don't fault you necessarily, because the two Yahoos I work with in the middays, Brad and Zach, as soon as our show ended yesterday, because we received three models from that company, as soon as the show ended yesterday, I mean, they were such starving hyenas with those things. I'm like, so guys, what do you think we should do with... Oh, I guess two of them are already off the table and in your bags. Nice work, fellas. Well, you're the two single guys, by the way.
And I don't,
yeah, exactly.
I don't think Chad's gonna be doing anything with mine. I mean, I Jeremy Stevens the hell out of that.
Some
thing.
People tried to smell it today.
Mine?
Yes.
Some people? What do you mean? Some people?
I mean,
random people
came
that work in the
here
office,
and we had brought it back out just to have it on the table. Is like our, you know,
no, but Chad has the one that I was working.
Yeah.
No, it's still sitting right over there.
No.
Okay.
I had him give it back because I want it to be part of the bobblehead collection. It's its own sort of bobblehead.
Trey wants it to
stay. He made you give it back?
Yeah, he wants it to stay in the studio. That's what he said.
People were smelling it?
Yeah.
Ugh.
That thing needs to stay in the studio. It's a part of the collection.
Sure.
Sure.
I mean, I feel like I'm at my, you know, some third cousin, some white trash family, and you can't believe you're there. And you're just like, you know. We need to keep it on the couch. Okay, whatever. I don't care, and I'm done.
Were you wearing your cousin like a wristwatch when you were over there when this was all going on?
Oh. That's a great question. I don't even care what the answer is. What a
it
great
was
question.
Smithville. It wouldn't have been illegal.
You know what? You know what, Trey? If you keep talking about that and how it belongs with the bobbleheads, I think I'll be able to convince Kevin that this Skittles argument means anything. Because I think that's about the only thing that could get him to really go with the Skittles argument.
No, I love the Skittles argument because it just shows how crazy you can get about stuff on, like we all can, but especially you. I just don't. Like, I wouldn't let that affect if you really like Skittles. But you're saying the other Skittles, if it really does affect the overall thing.
Yeah, it does.
Then, man.
I hate it. I hate that it happens.
You've got a German Shepherd nose there, son.
It's that.
Like, that's pretty impressive.
I wish there were 50 different kinds of Skittles, and one of them was original Skittles. I don't understand what the problem is. Somebody texted me, well, Chad, it's original Lay's, as in it's not barbecue or whatever. Right, but they still make original Lay's.
Do they taste exactly like the originals did, though?
And they haven't messed with it. It's still a potato chip.
Do you know that?
Do I know that the exact ingredients are the same? No.
Okay.
And it's a different food a little bit, but this is not a subtle change of the lime was different. They literally tell us we took it out and this one is now green apple. That's totally different.
Don't you think they had gotten enough stuff saying, look, the lime's just not, you know, the lime is our Ringo.
No, I don't.
We can make a change.
We can
bring in Stamos.
I'll admit that over the years, the lime is not the one I focused on, but once it was out of there and they replaced it, I realized it was important. I realized that my center was a consistent starter. He was giving me great minutes. He was pulling down rebounds. And you know what they replaced it with, Kevin? One of your fruity fours. That's what they did. And this particular fruity four is a green apple.
Someone said, how much money are y'all getting from the Fleshlight people? I mean, we're not getting any. I don't
nope.
think you got any.
No, not yet.
Well, here's what we got. Apparently, we've got some people that are, I can't use this, can I?
Probably not.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to use it, but they're hard off, and I'm not going to tell you what they're looking for and what they're struggling with. But what else am I going to use there?
No, all right. It worked. It worked. That was fine.
So that's more. It just says more about the station. The fact that Zach and what is Kellner doing? Man, Kellner still has chicks in college he could call up.
You know what you could have done instead of hard up right there?
I didn't say up, so.
Bare bones, perhaps.
I don't use that. So,
oh goodness,
I've never used that in my life.
All right,
bare bones.
I don't think so. Not that I can remember.
I don't ever remember you using hard up either. Hard off.
Well, you didn't even get it right. And I have used that.
photo booth.
6 o'clock hour coming up. Mike Krzyzewski's got things to say about players coming in right from high school to the NBA. And if you look carefully in the background, you can see basketball burning to the ground. This is The Horn.